What's good? This your girl Tessa. We're just testing the vibes. I just wanted to hop on here for a little bit. You know, I'm outside taking care of business. And while I'm out here taking care of all this business, I come across so many interesting things that's cracked me up and made me like, what the fuck? But before I go into all that, this is just testing the vibes with Tessa. My special host, Najah Lee, will be in the building relatively soon. But I will hold it down, you feel me, until, you know, she is. If you don't have your notifications on, put them on. If you're not following, follow. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you're sharing. Make sure you caught up on all the seasons. We're in the third season, okay? This is not an episode. This is just, you know, my little chop it up. Chop it up with me, you heard? Today is what, Friday? Friday, September 22nd, 2023. It is currently 4:02 Eastern Standard Time. Almost caught a wreck. Mm-hmm. You need to pay attention to what you're doing, sir. 4:02 p.m. Eastern Time where I reside. You know, out here spinning blocks and all that type of things. Your business never fails, never is done. But nonetheless, this is where we mind our business. We talk our shit, but we mind our business. Mind yourself. Don't let nobody play with you, okay? No matter what's going on, what you doing, good, bad, indifferent, don't allow nobody to play with you, okay? I will be the first, if not one of the other real niggas, to let you know that niggas only play with niggas that can be played with, okay? No pause needed. I am dead ass. But I came on here to say, one, take a ride with me. You know, I do either a chop it up, a T1 talk of her shit, real nigga time and talk, or take a ride with me. If you've been through season 1, 2, you know that I have done either one of those, okay? So this is nothing new, okay? I'm true to this, not new to this. Please let me get my face back. Thank you. If you're hearing me along with a lot of wind or whatever, it's a nice day. I'm not finna turn no AC on in this car. Okay, so you're gonna hear that wind. You're gonna hear me. You know, you like my voice. It turn you on. Shout out Sexy Brad. You feel me? So you're gonna catch all of that. You feel me? You're gonna hear all the cars around me. You feel me? So, hey, this ain't nothing new. But I was thinking about, shit, I had it just a second ago. God damn. I was in Walmart taking care of something. And first and foremost, why is these prices? Now, I know inflation and everything, you know, watch yourself. I know inflation and all that shit. I know government's talking about shutdowns, blah, blah. Watch yourself. Don't try to get over here. Already got the lane. Mind your business. Y'all shouldn't be up on nobody's ass. All right. Okay, let's get out of here. Take off. Thank you. But why is these prices the price that they are? Like, for real? Like, how the fuck did I just spend what I just spent? And I don't even think I took up more than 3 bags. Okay? Like, Jesus. You feel me? But yes, I'm tired of being a grown, black, responsible woman. Okay, I'm tired, boss, and I don't know what this car doing in front of me, but you really irritate my whole ancestral spirit with the way you driving this Acura, my guy. Okay, you really, Jesus, if you don't want to go to your plan B, your stop B, then just don't be on the road. Shit. Okay, but yes, so I was in Walmart, you know, looking at these prices, reading everything, and let me tell you something, one of the funniest things, right, I'm over there looking at, you know, the cultural hair section, right, meaning the melanin African American products, right, just looking and reading, and I was over there for a good little minute reading and shit, and observing, and one of the Walmart employees all of a sudden makes their way on the aisle. Now, it's one thing you make your way on the aisle. It's another thing for you to make your way on the aisle literally where I'm at. Now, me, I'm not the type of individual that feel no type of way about an employee, you know, acting like they're doing inventory or doing their job and they're really just, you know, seeing what's up with the customer in a section or whatever they're doing. One, I don't trip because I open my mouth, I use my words, I will check the fuck out of you, okay? I will check the fuck out of you, and if I need to pursue anything from there, best believe a lawyer is on retainer, okay? So I ain't got no problem with none of that, okay? And I don't have my problem, you know, with any type of physical, verbal, whatever, okay? Like, I don't want nobody playing no music beside me. So I don't have no problem with none of that, right? And then also because my wallet is straight. You feel me? So me and my siblings, my parents, my grandmother, you feel like my family, we are quick to say, I ain't got no reason to take nothing. You feel me? Like, you know, I'm not the braggadocious type. But if I wanted all the quantity of what I'm looking at of this product, I can buy it. You feel me? Whatever's on your shelf right now of this particular product that I'm reviewing, I throw it all in my basket right now. But I don't be tripping. You feel me? Now, if I start feeling some type of way, then you're going to catch whatever the fuck I'm willing to give. So the individual was standing right there. And I'm just, when I tell you, I didn't, you know, shout out to Cardi B. I didn't flinch. I didn't bat an eye. I didn't change up my position. I continued to do what I do. I always pay attention to my surroundings. My peripheral is amazing. My head is always on a swivel. You feel me? I mean, if you catch me lacking, it's because my eyes were removed and my fucking senses were obsolete. Okay? Because I'm always on go and I'm always ready for whatever, whenever. You feel me? You come through the mud. What is lax? You feel me? What, and you're going to really pull out... Okay, I was about to say, nigga. Like, get it together with your 30-day tags. No disrespect to the people with the 30-day tags. But, I mean, if you just got your motherfucking car, I wouldn't think you'll be throwing it on the road. Like, hey, you know, I just come hit my shit. But anyway, so... Well, I'm standing right there and I'm doing my thing. And they were right there for a little minute. A little employee was right there for a little minute. I said, oh, this little girl. I was like, am I going to have to check her? You know, like, is that what I'm going to have to do with this individual? I was like, I hope not, because you're not really in a good mood. You know, I'm in good spirits. You know, I'm feeling good. I've been turned up to my music. I mean, la, 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 la. You know, I'm in my own little world. And all of a sudden, I check my peripheral and it just seems like she... Her process and her reason for being there started to focal in on me. I said, oh, no, we not going to do that now. No, not me. You can try that with another melanin. You shouldn't be doing that with nobody, period. But if you're going to try that, you're going to try that with somebody else. You ain't going to try that with me. So I'm standing right there. I got the product in my hand, particularly, I think it was a Kaleidoscope product. You know, shout out to the Brad and Judy. And I was just reading, you know, and looking to see what all the ingredients and stuff like that is. And I look over to her, I say, do you need something from me? And when I tell you, people who know me, they know how my mom is when she got her glasses on, she'll look down like, you know, you got a problem. You feel me? Like she about to take them off. And I did like the old lady in a rocking chair, you know, bend down with your face with your glasses like, do you need something from me? And she was like, oh, me? No, I don't need... I'm like, you sure? I said, because you've been awfully, you know, in this aisle for a long time and you are right here. You would have thought that you were about to use some of these African-American products on your hair. And she was like, no, I'm, you know, I said, okay, I just wanted to make sure because I don't want there to be no problems, you know? Yeah. You know, because we don't want to do that. But nonetheless, it was hilarious. You know, after that, she skedaddled. Now, I found that kind of hilarious because you're in the aisle. You said you're doing your job. You're scanning some products, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as I say, do you need something from me? Or as soon as I say, hey, you do we have a problem? All of a sudden, you're gone. All of a sudden, you disappeared. All of a sudden, you ain't there no more. Why are we there? Who would have knew? But moving on. So what is my mama doing? I don't know what she doing. But the reason I got on here with the little ride with me, chop it up, blase blase, was because let me turn this on. Yeah, we're gonna turn it on right now. I was thinking to myself about, you know, women and, you know, being, you know, taking care of your business, handling your shit, being on top of shit. You know, it's not easy out here being a woman, no matter if you're in a relationship or single. And what made me come to this, you know, my hair look good. Go ahead. Natural. But moving on. Because one of my peoples, we were having a conversation briefly, and we were talking about our weekend and stuff like that, and I was talking a little bit about what my plans are, blah blah blah, and they were like, you're just, you know, you're just the type, you're gonna take care of the person you're with, you're gonna take care of you, you're gonna take care. I mean like I feel like if I'm in a relationship or not, I don't need to compare my wallets. I don't need to compare expenses. I don't need to compare bills. I don't need to do that. You feel me? If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I feel like this is for me. Now, once again, I talk from my know-how, my observation, my experience, my give a fucks. I don't talk for nobody else. I can't mind your business. I can only mind mine. So if you agree, disagree, that does not matter to me. I have not walked this world as long as I've been alive to give a fuck about what people think about me or if they agree with me. That's not my move. I'm not cut like that. You know, you feel how you feel, I feel how I feel. Especially if you take offense to something that ain't got shit to do with you. You know, like if you take offense to some shit that ain't got nothing to do with you, I can't help you. You know, I can't help you. I won't spend my life getting gray hairs because niggas want me to give a fuck that they offended about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. You see how this sound? That don't even make sense. Let me take some water. Jesus. If you ain't drinking your water, make sure you're drinking your water. But I don't feel the need to do that. I feel like if anybody from a friend, a relationship, family, whatever, you're going to be safe. You're going to be good. You're going to be fed. You're going to laugh. I mean, you're going to have the time of your life. Period, point blank. And you're going to know, most importantly, that I'm a blessing. You feel me? I feel like people should come into your life to be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Not to be a curse, not to be a hindrance, not to be a negative Nancy, not to be a fucking petty, messy individual. That's not why people should come into your life. You feel me? And if people are in your life currently that are petty, messy, they don't know how to mind their business, they are constantly being negative, they are just saying it right now, just feel like I'm getting drained. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. I have no problem removing any individual or myself if I feel like this is a one-way street. Because it's not. It's two-way, okay? We on the same page. You feel me? So, in the conversation I had with my, you know, with my peoples, we were just talking about, you know, like I said, the weekend things that was going on, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? You just so sweet, da, da, this. And I said, you know what? I think that a lot of people should focus more on making sure that they love themselves truly, okay? And I'm going to elaborate. Because I feel like if you're in a good place, loving yourself, okay, when I talk about these things, anytime I'm on my, you know, just chopping it up on Just Testing the Vibes, I'm not speaking from a monetary place. You know what I'm saying? Like, money don't move me. You feel me? I know what its purpose is, but its purpose isn't to fill me up. You feel me? No.
love, peace, balance, support, wisdom, you know, all the great, great things that should, that we should focus on fills me up. Monetary money, it's here for stability and to make sure that each day is, you know, not as hard as the other ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not something that moves me. So I'm not a big person that gets, I get annoyed. I get annoyed when people are selfish. I get annoyed when people are self-centered. I get annoyed when people think that usury is okay and that it's an option. I get annoyed and highly offended, and very could be considered even volatile when people think that you supposed to do for them, but they're not supposed to do for you. Now, I'll expound on that. When I say that, it's all a part of reciprocation. You gotta have reciprocal behaviors. And that's because anything that a person does for someone who does not know how to reciprocate and does not know how to appreciate and have gratitude, they're going to continue to not value the person or what's being done for them. Okay? They're going to continue to need. All right. I mean, it doesn't matter what the need is. The need can be money. It can be some, you know, fucking always needing your words or your advice or please. I mean, something. They're going to always need it, but they're never going to value it. And in the conversation. Oh, okay. I thought this was my niece walking. I'm about to say. In the conversation, I was just like, I can only do me. I can't be no one else. I don't want to be anyone else. I don't want to be in nobody else's business. I don't give a fuck who you fucking, who you loving on, who you got kids by, who you got beef with, who you hate, who you don't hate. I understand shows and I get entertained by shows and things like that. That's their purpose. But when it comes to this real life, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit that other people give a fuck about. Okay? That's not my lane. I'm out of my lane. And I was thinking to myself on this ride, and reflecting on the conversation, you know, we chatted up a little bit, laughed. I was thinking to myself, like, the problem with most people, you know, and you know, some people, some women, some men, they are too busy saying, I'm not like any, you know, I'm the bitch, I'm this, that, and the third, no one's like me. I mean, they say all the same things, you know. I can't find a moment where a female particularly, most of them is not saying, I'm that bitch. You feel me? No one's like me, or no one's better. I mean, you can feel how you feel about yourself, please. But please don't let it be in the realm of money, you know? As I, you know, I've had this conversation with a number of my peoples. For me, I don't value myself off what another bitch has, what another individual is doing. You feel me? God only made one T. The Almighty only, whatever, whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in, that entity only made one me. Okay, only made one me. I'm supposed to do it how I do it, how only I can do it, and step with that on every chance. Okay, I don't wake up thinking, how can I be A, B, C, D, E, F, G? That's not what I do. I wake up and say, hey, how the fuck we gonna step today and be better than we was yesterday? Okay, and we do not get devalued if today is not as good as yesterday, or if today is better than yesterday. If anything, we just continue to one up, no matter the good, bad, or the indifferent. So when I think and when I say things like, yo, I'm the illest, you feel me? I'm because I can do what I do with loads of money, little money, make shit happen, flip shit, get it back. I mean, my skills is unbelievable. My knowledge base is unbelievable. So money ain't never of any consequence here. You feel me? So everything and anything that I can do, it does not matter what the dollar sign is. because my knowledge, my skills, my step, my mindset, my go attitude, you feel me? My put a smile on it and keep that shit trucking. The way I handle business, it don't matter if I need to take it there with someone or if I need to sit right there and kick the mathematics, however, whatever. No one can do it how I do it. Okay? And the more that you take a look through the Oculus, you see how social media plays a part in you, how a lot of women and a lot of men are alike. They really are alike. You feel me? I mean, really, really alike. And I feel like the minute motherfuckers start using social media for what it's for, it's for networking, interacting with some people you know, meeting some new people, and toodaloo-ing. Okay? Laugh, mind your business, get the fuck out. As long as I've been a part of the social media world, starting with my fucking space, okay? I ain't never, ever, 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 ever had no motherfucking issue with minding my motherfucking business. None. Never had no issue with minding my business, nor bringing my personal life to social media. Okay? Now, once again, this is just a little chop it up, you know, just a little bit to take a little ride with me. You know what I'm saying? I got to my destination. I'm about to wrap this up. But I was just thinking to myself, care for people how they care for you. Okay? It don't matter what their quality is. It don't matter if they work at McDonald's or they work at the Trump Tower. I mean, it does not matter. Okay? Care for people how they care for you. Treat the janitor like you would treat the CEO. That's what how I come from. That's how I was raised. Okay? I'm me. Period, point blank. The me that I represent and the lane that I maintain and that is solely mine, I'm the illest, I'm the biggest, I'm the best, I'm better. Because I make sure I am that. I don't compare myself to no other human being but myself. Period. That's it. If you have someone in your life that is not reciprocating, is not giving a balance, is not giving a positivity, is not giving the support and encouragement, what are you waiting for? Okay? We care for people how they care about us. And if you don't care, that's cool. Be gone. Okay? Stop competing. Stop thinking you can compete. Okay? I mean, there's so many other things a motherfucker can do. Why be trying to compete with the woman you work with the nigga you go to gym with the, I mean, mind your fucking business. Compete with yourself. Stack your money up for you and yours, not because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Okay? Let people go who need to be let go. Speak your mind. Okay? Speak your mind. Make sure you use your words, because what I've come to realize, right, is that a lot of people speak their mind on social media. They use all types of shit and gimmicks on social media. But in real life, they don't do none of that. In real life, you ain't saying shit to that bitch that's giving you static. You ain't doing nothing to that nigga that's giving you static. You ain't putting nothing in order. You ain't holding shit down. I don't give a fuck if your life is all over the place, if this bill is due, that bill is due, this money is this, that. I don't got nothing to do with that. What I'm saying is the shit that you can control, control it. Okay? And I understand that social media allows motherfuckers to be able to, you know, take away, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you get to step away from the reality. The problem is that too many motherfuckers is switching, all right? Like, it's like, reality is no longer maintained. They only care about maintaining social media. And not everybody is a motherfucking influencer getting big, big checks from being on there. Okay? So when you realize that you're just a regular old individual that utilizes social media, and you are not a Jada Cheeves or Ari Fletcher or all these individuals that are influencers that get paid to do social media is their job, one of their jobs, you realize that you should just be tending to your shit. Don't allow social media to take over your life to where your life is in shambles. Okay? Live your truth. Live your truth, mind your business, and your truth don't have to be all over motherfucking social media. I don't know. Okay? I don't know. Take this Friday to do some reflecting. If you feel what I'm saying, reflect. Get it together. If you don't fuck with it, I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I'm really just chilling. Okay? Shout out to all the influencers. You know, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Like, one thing I can't ever be is no hater. I mean, I can't mind some shit that ain't mine to mind. Okay? I can't mind some shit that ain't mine to mind. Put that down in your goddamn journals and on your refrigerator, your sticky tab. Put it in your phone. Quote me. You can't mind some shit that ain't yours to mine. Okay? Can't mind what ain't mine to mine. Can't do it. That's why our show, Just Testing the Vibes, is the premise and the foundation is mind your motherfucking business. If that means I have 100 followers, 100 subscribers, 100 views or plays or whatever, cool. If that means I have 5, 10, 50, cool. Cool. 1,000, a million, cool. The premise is still going to be the same. Mind your business. We talk from our side of the motherfucking car, the street, the bus, the world, the bed, the town, the city, the block. You feel me? That's what we talk from. We don't talk from no place where it's a rumor meal, it's a gossip meal, it's a, you know, somebody else's war story, some, you know, attention. No. If you move because of money and attention, you can't fuck with me. You can't fuck with me. You'll sell your soul for that shit. You can't fuck with me. So, it's Friday. It's coming up on that time for you niggas to clock out. Okay? Or you've already clocked out. You could be the 7 to 3. Okay? You could be the 8 to 4. The 9 to 5. Da-da-da-da-da. Or you could be ready to go in. Have a good shift. Okay? If you coming off, go home. Go do whatever you're going to do. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Mind your motherfucking business. Don't get yourself in no shit. You feel me? Because from what I know, you get locked up during the weekend. You can't get out. You feel me? In most cases, you can't get out. You don't see no judge until the following business day. Okay? So I hate for you to be out here supposed to be having a good time. You get your ass locked up. You don't see nobody till Monday, Tuesday. Okay? Have a good time. You go to the club, go to the club. You go have a drink, go have a drink. You go sit in the house, eat some Cheetos and drink your wine. Eat your Cheetos, drink your wine. Mind your fucking business. Okay? That's all I'm pushing in the world is money, peace, and mind your fucking business. Underline. Hashtag. Mind yourself. Okay? Now, podcast episode number 10, if I'm correct, you know, not too sure, right now, will be coming this weekend. Okay? Real nigga time and talk. We're going to talk greasy. We're going to talk heavy. All right. If you have not already played season 1, season 2 of Just Testing the Vibes, go do that. If you have not already run them numbers up on any of Naja Lee's volume 1, volume 2, any remixes, Mathematics, I mean, the list goes on and on. Please do. Okay. Go do that. What you waiting on? It's what you need. It's what you've been waiting on. Niggas be talking about the shit that they need and what they want and what they deserve and what they've been waiting on. And then the real shit hits you and it's like, ooh, I don't know if I'm ready. Or, ooh, I wasn't talking about that. You ain't real. Y'all fold too easy for me out here, man. Okay? Y'all fold way too easy for me. Also, I am redesigning my writer, publisher, author website. Coming out with some other books. All that's in the works. You feel me? So, stay tuned. I will not be, you know, dropping anything about any of that until I am close to finalizing it, so don't worry. My links will be back in the bio once I am done with construction. But Just Testing the Vibe will stay in the bio. Click it, support, subscribe. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, anything you want to talk about on the podcast, that I and the special host, Najali, can assist with, hit the Just Testing the Vibes DM. You feel me? We gonna take care of it. So, points of this. Mind your business. Don't compare wallets, okay? Because anybody can have a good day, anybody can have a bad day, okay? And if you out here sacrificing your bills to make sure you look good and your aesthetics is up and you get to have a girl's trip, then you really should mind your motherfucking business and go figure out how to get that shit taken care of. Take care of your kids. Handle, you know, take care of your man. Take care of your girl. I don't care, gay, straight, whatever. I mind my business. I ain't gonna do me. What else? Make sure you don't allow nobody to play with you, okay? Make sure you're tuned in this weekend for the next episode, okay? Make sure you're putting your real niggas on. If you ain't real, I'm not surprised you ain't spent the block. I'm not surprised you didn't share. I'm not surprised you didn't like. I'm not surprised you didn't answer the questions or the polls on the episodes. I mean, what y'all have to understand about me is that I'm already ahead of you, baby. I'm already ahead of you. I don't expect nothing, okay? I just require a motherfucker to be who they are. Okay, trust a lot to you. Snake the snake you, bite you. You feel me? Shout out DMX. You know what I'm saying on that. He said it the best. God rest his soul. But I'm not. I don't expect anything from anyone. I don't know you guys. You know what I'm saying? I love my supporters, my audience. We thank you. You know what I'm saying? That love comes genuinely. You feel me? But I don't feel no type of way. Niggas don't. You know, you do what you do, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do what you do. This is for me. And this is for anybody who fuck with T in the real shit. Other than that, I'm going to chop my shit up regardless. Okay? The clock don't stop, even though time is illusion. So, thank you for tuning in. Let me go holler at my peoples. You feel me? Because I got to spend another block. I think that's about it. Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in. It's been Just Tessa and the Vibes. It's been real. It's Tessa. Say it with me. Tessa. Okay? Tessa. And make sure your notifications are on. Make sure you're following. Make sure you subscribe. Okay? And it's always love. And you already know, mind your motherfucking business. Mind self. Welcome.